Kliss is our 9 News Broncos Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Joins us for his weekly chat. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great, guys.
So how do they determine whether Peyton Manning or John Elway gets this ownership? I mean, do they have to arm wrestle for it? What happens, Michael?
I think whoever comes up with the highest bid, you know, it's the American way, right? That's the other thing what these guys are trying to do in putting, you know, ownership and investors together is they got to stay flexible. It's going to be something where this is very preliminary, by the way. I guess they have to be for sale first, but which they're not. But if it does get to that point, there may be 6-7 groups bidding on this thing. And you don't want, if you're Peyton Manning, you don't want to tie yourself to just one group and that be the losing group. You know, that you want to stay flexible to go with the winner. That's true for John Elway, too. So who knows how this all shakes out, but it is interesting, isn't it, that both Peyton and Elway are interested in putting some investors together.
Mike, do you get the sense that one or both would want to be more than just owners, that they would want to be in charge of all things football, even John?
I think Peyton, definitely, that's the next step for Peyton. You know, Peyton is one of those guys, he gets involved with everything. John has just run the team for 10 years. He stepped back this year. He's still overseeing things. I think maybe he would like to stay in a similar role that he's in now, where he's involved, but also have one step into retirement. And, you know, it's I think it would be a little more of a financial component for John than it would be, and it would be for Peyton too. But yeah, I think Peyton's next step would be ownership / management type of role with football, where John might have, it might be a little more financial component.
Well, speaking of roles, are we seeing a shift in the role of the running back? It just feels to me that eventually Javonte Williams is going to get more of the lion's share of the repetitions back there. Great in blitz pickup in week 2, run hard, breaking tackles. I mean, he's turning 2-yard block, you know, a play that's blocked well enough to get 2 yards, he's turning into 5 and 6 yards. It just feels inevitable that he's going to usurp Melvin Gordon. It's not going to continue to be an even kind of Stephen Carey situation. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I have not heard that. I know that's what people want, and a lot of people, maybe by mid-season or the second half of the season, that may be the case, but Melvin is still a guy they rely on and have confidence in. And, you know, it's only been 2 weeks. Melvin broke the big one and had the better of week 1, and Javonte was the hot back in week 2. You hit it with your first comment on Javonte. He, you know, pass protection is what's going to get Javonte a little bit more action, you know, if he keeps that up. Rookies generally aren't good in pass protection, not because they can't do it or are not willing to do it. It's because they don't know how or know where the blitz is coming from. You know, you can trick a rookie on the pressures more than you can someone like Melvin Gordon. So he's shown he's good at that right from the get go through training camp and the preseason. You know, I'm kind of in favor of the split. It's a 17 game season, and you know, I do think Javonte's a tackle breaker. I do think Melvin has a little better chance of breaking the big one, and they're both good in the passing game. Melvin right now to me looks a little better as a receiver. I kind of like the way they're going right now. But, you know, guys, the running backs these days, you watch the NFL, you know, it's almost turned into an arena. You know, watching that Sunday night game was almost an arena-like football game. You know, the running game just kind of gets in the way. you use those guys to keep the receivers fresh, you know, to give them a blow on from running routes. It's about the passing game, and that's where the Broncos have done well.
I guess unless you have a Derrick Henry, you know, and then you watch what Tennessee was able to do.
True.
But he's definitely the exception. Visiting with Mike Klisar, 9 News Bronco Insider. How do you anticipate them moving forward with Bradley Chubb this week?
Hopefully, and from what I hear, I mean, I don't think he'll practice this week. What you need to do with Bradley Chubb is sit him out this week. You're playing the Jets and see if that ankle comes along, for when Lamar Jackson comes to town the following week. Lamar Jackson is a special athlete, a special quarterback, and I would think the Broncos would need and want Bradley Chubb for that game. He should come nowhere near the field against the Jets.
All right, Michael, man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Always great catching up.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. We're taking your leftovers from the Jaguars game. Hit us up with those on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Also coming up, we'll tell you why Mark is a big deal down under.
Yes.
And
throw another shrimp on the Bobby.
And also, why Javonte Williams is pushing Melvin Gordon. And it goes beyond those broken tackles. Let's just say that, and Mark will explain in vivid detail. Coming up next, Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.